Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the first day of Teves, Rosh Chodesh Teves, and the sixth day of Hanukkah, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. Yevam Katan Shebal Yevam Ketana. You have a minor, a surviving brother of his older brother who died without children. Shebal Yevamaktan, and he lived with the widow of his brother, who was also a minor. But the age of the minor must be above 9 years old, and the Yevama must be above the age of three. Otherwise, there's no bia at all to talk with. It has no validity. So when that happens, if he lived with her, this 10-year-old or 9-year-old and a bit, lived with this three-year-old and above Yevama, Yigdulu Zemze. What we do is we say they have to grow up with each other. He cannot divorce her at this age. A get of a minor is nothing, has no validity. Similarly, the Ketana, she can't accept a get until she's of an age that she knows how to watch over it properly. Baal Yevama Gedola, but what happens if he, the Yevam, the surviving brother, was a minor, but he lived with the Yevama, with his sister-in-law, with the widow of his brother, who was an adult. What happens now? To Gadlenu, we say that she should wait until he grows up, so she should bring him up. She cannot get out of this relationship with a get, because he's too young, nor can she get chalitza, because again, he's too young, she can't have a chalitza from him. And she has to wait until he grows up, until he's an adult. Hayevama she'omra b'soch shloshim yom. What happens if the Yevama says, within 30 days of the Yevam taking her into his house, and she says, lo nivalti, he hasn't lived with me. He hasn't done the mitzvah of Yevam yet. And I want him to give me chalitza. I want to be able to get married. I don't want to be stuck here as an aguna. The Gemara explains that we're talking here about a case where she's got a get from him. She received a bill of divorce, a get. So he's not allowed to live with her now. But the Yevama maintains that I was never lived with. And therefore, the Yevama hasn't taken me. And if the Yevama hasn't lived with me yet, the get will not help me to get married until I get a chalitza from him. I want a chalitza from him. Because until she gets a chalitza or yibum, she's still got the zika of the surviving brother, and she can't do anything. She can't get married. Meantime, the Yavam says, rubbish. I lived with you. I was boil you. And therefore, you don't need to get yibum. You don't need chalitza. You don't need chalitza. It's sufficient with a get that I gave you now. I lived with you, which means I've done yibum already. All you need is a get. Here it is. And he's given her a get. He doesn't want to give a chalitza. Maybe because he's embarrassed, she has to spit with him in front of the Beis Din. And he says, I don't need to go through that ordeal at all. All you need is a get now because we are married. I lived with you. So who do we believe? Says the Mishnah, we believe her. Within 30 days of taking her under his wings, bring her into his house, we trust the Yevama that when she says he didn't live with her, we believe her. And therefore, koifin oisa sheyachlitzlo. We force him, we say, give her chalitza. Let her get married, give her chalitza. Basically, we say that until 30 days, within the first 30 days of the Yavam taking her into his house, we trust that when he says when she says he wasn't boil him, he boil her, we believe that. But if he had not yet given the divorce, if he hadn't given her a get there, then we would give him an option. We would either force him to give Yibum or Chalitza. Of course, now that he's given the get, that option of Yibum is gone. However, Liachar Shloshim Yom, what happens if the Yevama comes after 30 days of being taken into the house of the Yevam, and she comes to court to the Beis Din and she says, he never lived with me. Lo nivalti, she says. Meantime, the Yevam says, yes, I did. I did, and I divorced you, and here all you need is and you don't need chalitza. Well, in such a case, we believe the Yavam more. That after 30 days, we say, there's a chazaka that most likely he was Boelhe, he lived with her. She's not believed to say she wasn't lived with. And so we cannot force him to give chalitza, but we can ask him nicely, please give chalitza to her. And that is because, as far as she's concerned, she's made herself a surah to the world by saying that he hasn't lived with me, which means that she's put on herself a status of zikr still. And therefore, to allow her to get married, we ask him nicely, please, can you give a chalitza? Uvizman shehu moed, but when he agrees that he didn't live with her, afilu la'achar 12 chodesh, even if it's after 12 months of having taken her into his home, kofinoso she'ach litzlo, we force him and we say, you give her chalitza, because without that, she cannot marry anybody, because the zikah of Yibum is still on her. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Hanoideres hanoa miyavoma v'chaye baila. A woman who declares, makes a vow that she will never have a benefit from any of the brothers of her husband. I'm never ever going to have any benefit from them. She basically forbade herself having any benefit, which of course includes marriage. And now, after the husband, her husband has died without children, she obviously can't have Yibum now with any of the brothers. She's made herself off limits. So we force the surviving brother, the Yavam, to give her chalitza. Why? Because it never occurred to her at the time when she made this neder. She didn't know that her husband would die without children and then she will be the left for the Yibum. So if that's the case, we do not say that there was some sneaky plan to get herself out of Yibum. No, she didn't even know what was going to happen. This happened while her husband was still alive. For some reason, she didn't like maybe the husband's brothers and she banned Hana from them, but it's not that. It's not that she intended to get out of the mitzvah of Yibum. So in that case, Basin will force the Yavam, will force her brother, surviving brother of her husband, to give chalitza to her. And what's more, she will get a ksuba. However, Liacham is says Baila. But if she made a neder, she vowed not to have any benefit whatsoever from her brother-in-law, from the Yavam, but she did that after her husband died, when she's already now eligible for Yibum, then we cannot force the Yavam to give him chalitza. Mevakshin hemena sheyach chalitza. We will ask him, please, can you give her chalitza? But we won't force him, because clearly she intended, this was all a plan that she had to get out of Yibum, because she'd made that vow after her husband had died, when she knew she was now eligible for Yibum. And when he agrees to give her chalitza, then he gives her ksuba. But if he doesn't want to give her chalitza, and she, for example, says, I don't care about the ksuba, I just want chalitza, then we force him to give chalitza. It's only when she wants the ksuba that we ask him. We ask him, we don't force him to give a chalitza. V'im nisgavna l'chach. It says the Mishnah, if she intended with her neder, with her vow, to be mevatel the mitzvah of Yibum, and if we know that's the case, afilu b'chayei baila, then even if she made that vow, that neder, in the life of her husband, then you will not force the Yavam. We will mevakshin hemeno sheyachalsa. We will ask him nicely, please give her chalitza. Although, yes, she did the wrong thing. She made this. It was a scheme that she tried to specially get out of Yibum. We won't force you, but we ask you nicely, please give her chalitza.